The following episode of the Local Musician Spotlight originally aired on Wednesday, January 31st, 2024 at 7 p.m. Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial or KGVM.org online. Happy to have you along tonight. It's time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. We'd like to thank our sponsors for this show. SLAM, supporting local artists and musicians. Bozeman Brewing Company, Silverleaf, and Columbo's Pizza and Pasta. We are out in the Tune Factory. Pat Loken is at the helm. He's doing sound, video, and everything. We're live streaming on the Loken Productions YouTube channel as well. And we are in the studio with Skelecore.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Don't give a damn, I'm gonna use my money up. Oh, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Don't give a damn, I'm gonna use my money up. Well, I gotta get drunk before the party begins. Staying out all night with my idiot friends. Wake up in the morning, do it all over again. Cause I don't give a damn now, my soul's on fire and I gotta let it out. Keep my gasoline and I'm home lighter. Watch out, we might burn down the house. Cause I gotta get drunk and take a lot of pain. Think I might be on another bender. Come on and ride away with a psychedelic drug. Why does my soul brush against the wind and stay? My face turns to a stranger. Colors of the city will turn into music again. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Don't give a damn, I'm gonna use my money up. Oh, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Don't give a damn, I'm gonna use my money up. No, don't give a damn, I'm gonna use my money up.
I want to thank you for coming in tonight. I was wondering if you guys just wanted to introduce yourselves first off.
Definitely. Go. You go.
I'm Bird Brains, and they call me that because I'm a crazy whistler.
I'm Sir Squilliam.
I'm Cave Girl.
My name is Smitten Whimsy, or Smitten Walters. They call me that because I fall in love very easily.
And we are Skelecore. Yeah.
So pretty new. We were trying to remember. I think that maybe I saw the first show that you guys did as a band at the Labor Temple, at least.
Yeah.
I see. I was trying to remember. It seemed like that was the one. There was kind of a circus theme for the evening. And
oh yeah, you were our first sound guy. Yeah,
so
coming through big.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun evening. But that was last summer, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was last summer.
Early August.
Yeah,
we had the fire spinners, the poi folk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was really
various
cool.
Circus.
I had half my face painted as a skeleton. That was crazy.
So pretty new, but you guys have been playing out quite a bit, it looks like, lately, and mm-hmm. kind of picking up some steam. So
yeah.
Had some of you played together before in different configurations before Skelecore?
Oh, yeah. Gavin and I were a band called the Tree Tribe.
That was last year when I was staying with her mom in Oregon, and she was off for school break, and we all just decided to record this album together, and we wrote 6 songs and recorded them in a month's time span, and yeah, it was so fun. Nice. You can find it on SoundCloud still.
Cool.
Yeah, we moved here together to do music, and then Claire's been my best friend since like middle school, and so she just started playing drums with us.
And I'm the next door neighbor.
Yep. Yeah. No, actually, it was so cute.
Yeah, we started on buckets and acoustic guitars, and we're here now. So.
And, cool.
Yeah, we had a whole stomp set up of backyard buckets.
You got to get started somewhere, and that's a pretty good way to get going, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the name come from?
So I was just in the car one day, and we were talking about different kind of, like, aesthetics. You know, people say, like, cottagecore or, like... And then I thought of the name Skeletoncore for skeleton core, just skeleton aesthetics. And then we said that's a really cool band name. And honestly, that was most of the motivation to get the band going. Was just
for the record, I've always believed that I came up with it. Gavin thinks he did. We weren't entirely sober, so it's just going to be up in the air.
There are no independent collaborating witnesses, so it's going to kind of remain shrouded in mystery for a while.
Hopefully. Going to be shrouded in mystery.
That's, you know. Sometimes it's best to leave things that way.
Yeah,
just kind of.
No, it's alluring.
They can go wherever they need to go when you need them to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So. But yeah, I wonder if you guys want to play some songs, and then we'll chat a little more.
Well, I mean, we got the instruments, you know.
Yeah.
No. Here, might as well. This song is called Gratitude.
Life has been so good since I tried.
for the people that are listening out there in Radioland, we had juggling going on for that song. And as far as I can remember, this is a first for a local musician spotlight. So
yeah, it's another reason to get on YouTube.
Exactly. You can get over to YouTube and you can check it out.
So one thing that I want to say that's really cool about this band is that we do a lot of different instrumentations for the songs. Like, we'll switch bass and guitar and singing and instruments and everything. And right now, I'm going to go play the piano. So.
Nice.
Okay, this one's about losing a beautiful woman over a simple misunderstanding.
Heavy shit that would drop it.
That song was called Abbey Ford.
And the next one up is called Blind. This song is called Jesus, I think, is our current title.
Thank you.
So, does the still having a working title mean it's a fairly new song, or has the title kind of shifted over time?
We just haven't decided what to call it, so we just that's what we've been addressing it as. But I don't think we've ever had a meeting on what it should be named. Yeah,
hasn't had its christening yet.
Yeah. If there's an option to, you know, go provocative or not, usually I think we're more of a provocative band.
Kind of choose that, yeah. Go that path. So these are all your compositions?
Mm-hmm. Originals.
Nice. How does the songwriting go? Is it kind of a shared thing? Do you two do a lot of the songwriting together, or?
We've written a lot of songs. I love just playing with acoustic guitars, writing songs over the years. Brooke has too, my cousin. And so we just have a lot of songs that we've already written, and then just Will and Claire have written a song. He wrote Abby mm-hmm. Ford. The next song we're going to sing has been written by Claire.
Yeah.
She's going to play the drums and sing it.
Nice.
We all have different ways that the songs are written, but like main people that usually like have the melody and the main say on what who's doing what. That's kind of what I was like saying earlier about how we have different ways that we play with people playing just different instruments.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, yeah.
Kind of based on it. But usually, like, one of you will write a song, and then you kind of get together and work it up. And
yeah, jam mm-hmm. on it, create a bass nice. Part, drum part.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. I always, like, feel like I want to write more songs, but I never feel guilty. Gavin pumps out a new one every week. We got another 8 in the chamber, yeah, so.
That's a pretty high bar getting set there, I think,
he's
isn't it?
He's a songwriting it? Machine over there, so. Yeah.
It's nice, too, because we all live together, and he sleeps on our couch, like, 90% of the time, so we're always around.
Once he gets it ready to go, he just has to yell
it's
at everybody.
It's music all day, every day. We have to talk about, okay, guys, we're not going to play music right now. Gotta take a nap. Like Claire wants to, I want to do some yoga or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, this is Emily's song.
Sunlight.
one's about watching too many movies and getting freaking pissed off at Hollywood. If I could speak for Gavin here on this song, maybe just a little bit.
Nothing like too many Hollywood movies to bring out a punk song, I guess.
Yeah.
This is a lot chiller. Get ready to slow down. Relax from that release.
This one's about beautiful best friends.
Your marks, I know it tears us both apart to see reminders of your tragedy. And as the walls crumbled away and we could finally see the decay that's been hidden and ignored for so long, 'cause we're so survivors, both returning to the scene of the crime. Yes, we're soul survivors. I'd never let myself leave you behind again. So many fights, I'll still try and roll the dice but I could never leave the battlefield. And if I make it through the morning and see the light that's shining from you, for that moment I'll have strength once again, 'cause we're soul survivors, fading out into the night. Yeah, we're soul survivors. Just let me share your little light.
Palate cleanser with whistling. That's nice. If you're just tuning in, this is the Local Musician Spotlight on KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM. We're in the Tune Factory with Skelicor, and as always, I'd like to say thank you to Pat Loken for being behind the scenes, making everything work, keeping it sounding good, and running the video live stream, and everything else, really, pretty much, so I can just come in here and listen to some great music. So, have you guys, you said you two of you did a kind of recorded an album together. Have you guys, as Skelicor, recorded anything yet? Or
we are in the process.
Yeah, we're doing right now.
Nice.
We're doing it real garage rock band style on GarageBand. and yeah, we're going to release it on 420. So cool. Get ready for that. Lots to celebrate that day.
Also, shouting out the Filler Saturday. Got a show there coming up with the Contractors. Bring your Canadian tuxedos. We're jeaning out.
It's Canadian tuxedo.
Nice.
Yeah, and if you want to see us do music anywhere online, we have an Instagram. It's Skelicor, Skelecore, _BOZ, Bose. And we post a lot of videos of us playing music and the shows that we have coming up. So. Mm-hmm. And we're playing at the Labor Temple on the 16th of February with Bull Market and Car Panther. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be barbecue.
Yeah.
Free barbecue. Meats. Come on out, about thousands. Slaughter a couple cows.
That should be a fun time. That's quite a lineup there. So.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's so cool that they asked us to play with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bull Market, very awesome.
Yeah.
Bull Market and Car Panther, to the freaking...
Some
shredders of Montana.
Yeah.
This one's called Concrete. This is our little indie jam. Get you in a movie yourself.
Yeah.
favorite one.
Thank you, KGVM. You guys are awesome. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, glad you could make it. Glad this all worked out. Mm-hmm. And
Seriously. Nice. Yeah. We have more time, or
we've got about 15 minutes. So.
Oh, nice. We can play another song, or
This song is called "Crack Rock Sally."
Gavin is a magical lyricist. There, you gotta listen.
Well, you don't take it from me. Some people like to stick it up their nose, but there's another way that some people know. Mix it up with baking soda, cook it till it's ready to smoke. When I lived in DeKalb, Illinois, she would come and knock on my door, saying that her cat was sick. She needed money for the vet, $10 or more. Crack Rock Sally didn't have a cat at all, but she could dance like a rock and roll queen and boogie woogie all night long. Crack Rock Sally, when she's low, she's low. But when she's high and she's on top of the world. Well, you don't have to take it from me. Everyone's been making beats. Sally's been eating a salad and it's caught between her teeth. Knocking her down, it's getting hard to put up a fight. Crack Rock Sally.
Your songs cover a lot of stylistic ground, it seems a lot of different sounds and stuff. So when you guys are together not playing music, do you listen to music?
Definitely.
What sorts of things would you be putting on to listen to?
You've been pretty goth this fall, I would say. Gavin, what are some of your favorite 80s gothy,
I like Elliott Smith.
Punk stuff from Elliott Smith.
It's been pretty this winter.
Some indie stuff.
And 80s pop.
80s pop, Blondie, some New Order in there, you know.
So, there were a couple songs that had a little
punky
of that vibe.
Too.
Yeah.
Bad Alice Brains, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. When you're writing songs, if I'm listening to a song and I think it has like kind of a sound, would I be able to guess who wrote it, or do you switch it up quite a bit?
Yeah, probably most likely.
I feel like you could guess. Wait, do you say you switch, Gavin?
I switch sometimes. You know, Soul Survivors is a pretty soft song.
True.
Yeah. A lot of them, I feel like.
We all kind of have our style. Autumn kind of writes very like indie rock kind of songs. I feel like I kind of like a singer-songwriter vibe more acoustically focused, and Gavin is kind of our punk aficionado over there.
Yeah.
He writes all of our songs that you
can
really
groove to. We gotta have the mosh part, and in the mosh part, they gotta do the thing where they stop for a second, and they get really hype and they go again.
Yeah. And then Will's kind of our pop,
indie.
Indie pop.
Kind of indie pop.
Yeah. And rock,
Wilco, man,
kind of
I don't know, whatever that
is.
Yeah, Wilco, I'll shout out Wilco.
Nice.
Jeff Tweedy.
Yeah. So, You said you're working on a release. Is it a, like, how many songs do you think will be on the recording when you put it out?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. At least
like 12.
Yeah.
Probably more.
A full album. It seems like the songs are coming pretty fast and furious. So you probably don't have any problem coming up with enough for an album.
Yep. We'll have a bunch more coming in the works too.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a couple more. So you could hear Crack Rocks Hallie was a little rough, but we'll...
Well, I mean, it's Crack Rocks Hallie.
I mean, it sort of fits, so that makes sense.
So, but we'll have a couple more songs in time for a show on the 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
The filler.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So, you guys aren't going to be like King Gizzard and have a new album every 5 minutes or something.
I mean, if we had the resources, maybe.
Yeah. If I didn't have my day job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Did you have any more you wanted to play?
Dude, I'd play.
Sure, yeah, play that one.
Close it. No.
Oh, play Evacuation.
I say this one is pretty. Okay, then what do you guys want to play?
Can I play my shiny song on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, play shiny.
Yeah.
Oh, the song's called Shiny Song. His sister Maddie, shout out Maddie if you're listening and watching, for naming the song.
People are juggling during.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you should juggle.
Every time when I see a face, I want to be reflected. I'll always try to brighten up your day. I want you to be reflected too. I want to be reflected.
Shiny Song?
Yeah, it's called Shiny Song.
Nice.
Love cool. It. This next song is like one of the first songs that I've ever really written. And the lyrics mean kind of like nothing. It's weird, but I really like the melody.
Again, I want to thank you guys for coming in. Looking forward to maybe seeing you Saturday night down at the filling station with the contractors and down at the Labor Temple with Bull Market Panthacar. That should be it'll be a fun show. So I would imagine there will be some more shows that pop up probably before your album comes out. But
Yeah. Thank you so much, Bob.
Yeah.
And Pat, we appreciate you all.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, shout out.
Follow us on Instagram at Skelecore. It's either a dot or an underslash.
Underscore
Boz.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I hope people will keep it tuned here. We'll be airing this show again on Saturday at 6 on KGVM. It'll be, and you can find it on the Loken Productions YouTube channel anytime you want. It's up there whenever. And so I think we'll be back again next week out here in the Tune Factory with Sorry I'm Olive, and we'll see where things go from there. And keep it tuned to KGVM. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. I think at 10 o'clock tonight, it's Nocturnal Transmissions. And, yeah, a lot of good stuff coming up. And keep an eye out for Skelecor playing out out and about in the Bozone.
Right. Thank you so much. Yeah. Let's go Skelecor! Skelecor forever!
Yeah, it's a... yeah, it's kind of funny, like... Maybe when you first see that name, expected maybe like the punk songs.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, that it seems like what you might expect. But then I like that mixed up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
you get a lot of different people things. On their feet.
Yeah,
you got to give people a break, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, the palate cleansers after
exactly.
the hard rockers.
Yeah. And, cool. Totally.